Yeah.
For a passion. So the one point we left off with last time was the machlokas rishonim, some case that doesn't appear anywhere in Shas, except a dio from our Gemara, which is also a Gemara, repeating a Gemara later on in the Testament Aleph. What's the case of Eino Yachol? The Gemara said it's a chayrish. Then they get into trouble. A chayrish, a chal pasul. Okay, it's nisharish at the last, beyond the last second. Very strange okinta. So, well, we shouldn't ask, why didn't they use a more normal okinta? An eling. An eling doesn't have to be struck mute at the moment he hands over the get. He could be an eling the whole time, so he's a bargas as long as he's capable of hearing. And then it would be Eino Yachol Omer, funny nechtan. And everyone will be happy. And here we have a machlokes rishonim. The Tosos says, because then the lashon of Eino Yachol wouldn't be shaykh. What does he mean by that is not so clear. So the Maharam, the little one in the back, you know, under the Maharsha, he says, that what Tosos means is that Eino Yachol sounds like he used to be Yachol, now he's not. If it was an Eilei the whole time, then he was always Eino Yachol. So therefore, it must be something that happened to him right now. If it's something that happened to him right now, then it could just as well be a Chayrish. The Tosos Rosh gives a different technical answer. He says, yeah, it could be the case of an Eilei, but then it wouldn't be a Chayrish. Obviously, Eilei can deliver the get and then have it as Kayan the Choskan. The Kiddush is a Chayrish, that even though he's a Chayrish, the second after he gives the get, we don't make a Gzeira onto a Chayrish when he gives the get, which would be a soul. Okay, but what Tosos in the Ra and Tosos Rush, all the Tosos said, have in common for our purposes that they assume an Elaine is puzzled to say, befunding Nechtam, and that's why they have to give a technical reason why it's not in the Gemara. Who else assumes that? Elaine is puzzled to say funny nechtam. I ask while carrying these books. Who else assumes that Elaine is puzzled to say funny nechtam? Besides Tosos? What?
Rambam.
The Rambam. Because the Rambam takes our case in the Gemara and changes it. What does the Rambam say? He says, let me just find the line, sorry. Perek Zayin Lachim Ches. Nas no love lo hispek lo mfanei nechtem ad shi nishtatek. It doesn't say nischarish, it says nishtatek. Harizei iskai mechos and mechakri nas no. He basically puts Elim into our Gemara. What's the difference between the Rambam and Tosos? None whatsoever. Tosos and the Rambam both assume our Gemara says the Chirish is possible, and Elim is also possible. Question is, Tosos says, so why didn't the Gemara say Elim and give some technical reason why the Gemara says Chirish? The Rambam says, I'm not the Gemara, I'm writing my own book. I don't need any technical reasons, let me just say Elaine. But Tosos and the Rambam agree. So if we ask, Elaine, Kashrus, Elaine, Lomar, Befunny Nechtam, here we have Tosfos and the Tosfos Rush, and the Rambam, who says, Pasul. The Umatze, the Beit Midrash of the Ramban, later on in Daf Testament Aleph, the Rambam gives a very simple answer to Kasha. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that he was an Elaine and that's why he couldn't say it? The answer is an Elaine can't say it. He can't say it, but an Elaine can write it. He can say it b'chsav, edus mitoch b'chsav. So that's why the Gemara couldn't have said Elaine. Because an Elaine is perfectly capable of being made funny nechtam mitoch b'chsav. That's the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran all later on Daf Tes. You just, you know, read our Gemara and you don't know it's machlokes rishonim. When you get to Daf Tes, you're seeing that it is a big machlokes rishon. So, the question.
The Tosfos Rosh says that an Elaine is possible to bring it. I thought he was saying that the Chiddush, there would be no Chiddush to say that an Elaine can bring it.
No, not to bring it, to say funny enough.
Oh, just to do funny enough time. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, the question is just what is the Nikudas HaMachlokes between these two opinions? Like, why should he be possible or why should he be kosher? And here, you can frame the issue in different ways. Meaning, in general, we assume that an Elaine is pasul eidos. Why do we assume in general that right, the starting point lechora should be that an elim is pasul eidos? Because b'pi'em lo piksavim. And the case of p'm p'lu p'm, I mean, p'm lo piksavim appears more than once in Shas, but not that many times. Only twice in Shas. One of them is getting davayin aleph of aleph, and it's in the course of the discussion of elim. The Gemara is really discussing something that's not Iranian at all. Can an elim divorce his wife? Obviously, it has nothing to do with Aegis. The answer is yes, he'll make signals. Mara says, do we rely on signals? If we rely on signals, why can't an elim be an aid? The answer is not it. We rely on signals to the guy who divorces his wife, because that's not Aegis. For Aegis, we have a special rule, and we have a long savan, and therefore, he has to actually say it, and that's what they say. We don't rely on writing. Imlo yagid probably elim. An aid has to be magid, so an elim cannot be an aid. Sheinu yochel lahagid. Why? Why can't he be magid tocha ksav? Eidos ka'amar chesav bayit. Shani eidos. Rechon arim p'yav lo p'ksavam. Okay. So, there's a rule in p'yav lo p'ksavam, which is specifically two places in Shas. One place in Aram Masech is applied to an elim. So the question becomes, why does the Ritva, the Ramban and the Ran, think that he is kosher in this case? Here we have a few different possibilities. Not all of them, unfortunately, I'm about to quote, are dealing with the Nechudas HaMachlokas. Some are explaining one side, but by contrast, they explain the other side. One derech is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah analyzes this. He's not trying to explain the Nechudas HaMachlokas. He's trying to explain the Ramban. But Agav, he sort of tells you, well, why doesn't the Ramban say this? Oh, because of that. So he's telling you both sides of the Machlokas. He based himself on the continuation of the Gemara Dafayin Aleph from an Aleph. What does it say in the continuation of Dafayin Aleph from an Aleph? It says, Kishem Shebotkno Sol Gittin, etc. Kach Botkno Sol Masos was also Lee Duyos. And Elim is kosher for Eidos. So, Amr Yos Rav Yom, Amr Shesh, but Eidos Isha Kil Ravan. No, he's only kosher for Eidos Isha. Eidos Isha meaning for an Aguna, to say your husband died. That day, or if our Bana were very Mekum, we should be Guna. So what do we see? We see that an Elim is kosher for Eidos Isha. Why? Mishumi Guna. So too here. Why are they Mekum? Mara says, right? Well, Mara doesn't... The Gemara says right here, Tafadav Gimel, Al Shumi Guna, Kilav Rabbanan. So that's the way, one way of analyzing it is the Kesef Mishnah's way of analysis, meaning the model of Eidos Isha. So one way you could use the Kesef Mishnah, the model of Eidos Isha. And he says, again, he's not trying to explain the other side. He's just trying to explain how the Rambam responds to the other side. So he says, Kikilu Mishom Iguna Kemo Be'edos Isha, which is mafurish in the Gemara, that they're making Mishom Iguna. What's the other side of the coin? The other side of the coin, the Kesef Mishnah says. He says the very technical, practical thing. No, there's no need to be making Mishom Iguna here. In Eidos Isha, who picks who's mayed that the husband died? Nobody. Whoever happens to have the information is mayed. Mm-hmm. And you're stuck with whoever they are. So Mishum Iguna, what if Nebuch, the only guy, is a mute who saw the husband die? So you don't want her to be in Iguna. But in Funny Nechtam, who picks who's going to be mayed? The Baal picks who's going to be mayed. Now, we want to be broad in our choice of who we could pick, right? We'll be Mekel on Akarov, we'll be Mekel on Isha, but there's a limit to Mekel on Eichem, is the whole point. But there's a limit. You know, how hard is it to find someone who could be, he lives in a country where no one can talk? He lives in a country populated only by mute people, right? It shouldn't be that hard to find someone who could speak descended, and that does seem to be pretty basic, like Chazal said, send someone who can say funny nechtam, he should be able to chop this on his own, and therefore there's no need for kula, because you can always pick a shliach sheyachol ledaber. Okay, so here we have a technical, you can make it a technical machlokas, and how far they went to be making Mishum Iguna. And I think that's about all we would have there.
But the Rambam's dealing with his own Elaim, why does he change it to be Keach Shemishtatik and doesn't just deal with an Elaim in the first place?
Because I think it's a great question.
Isn't it Mashma Rambam thinks an Elaim can't even be a Shliach?
That is a great question. If one would want to... This Rambam is on... okay. The Rambam here is on one level funny. Why? I don't even use the type funny. Because he's obviously like Tosos. He read our Gemara and said to himself, well, it's not only Cheresh who can't be Mayid, Elim also can't be Mayid. So it must be some technical reason the Gemara didn't say Elim, because one of Tosos' answers or some other answer, but since really Elim can't be Mayid, I should change it to Elim. So now the question is, once he changes it to Elim, why not make it an Elim the whole time? Why not make it an Elim the whole time? And you could go two ways. One way is I saw in some of the Chronim of the Rambam, but I don't remember where. Because the Rambam and the word Nishtatek wanted to be vague. Maybe Nishtatek and can still hear, or maybe Nishtatek and also can't hear. Right? So the Rambam wanted to be vague in Nishtatek and include both an Elim and a Cheresh Elim, right? Meaning the classic Cheresh. And a Cheresh Elim would only be okay if it happened to him right then, because otherwise he's not a Bar Das and not a good Shliach. Therefore, he made the Nishtatek happen after the Nesina in order to include a Cheresh Elim as well. That's one answer. The other more interesting, intriguing possibility is that, no, somehow the Rambam thinks that an Elim Meikara is possible. An Elim Meikara can't be a Shliach. He can only be a Shliach. An Elim can't be a Shliach to deliver the get. It's only if he was behaving Elim afterwards. You already delivered the get. It's only lack of punning after punning after them. So it's not a crazy deal to say an Elim Meikara can't be a Shliach Bechlau. The only problem is that No one says that, because no one can figure out as far why an Elim Meikara can't be Shliach Bechlal.
I mean, it could be pretty much that it's just a din d'rabbanan that if you can't say b'fai neftam, then the Baal Shem teaches in you in the first place, so if he does, we invalidate the Shlichas.
Okay, you want to say it's a din, meaning from Chutz La'aretz, right? Yeah. In Eretz Yisrael, fine. You want to say it's a din d'rabbanan. In Chutz La'aretz, if you send someone in the first place who's no good, if you send someone in the first place, there's no good midrabanan, they validate the shlichus. You can't ask any kashas on invalidations midrabanan.
And for Rambam, that would even be the chiddush of the Mishnah. But obviously, an Elim can't say b'fai neftam, b'fai neftam, but the Mishnah is going one step further for pikeach, b'nishtatek, or b'nechresh to teach us. You can't
okay. From the first place. You can make that diuk from the Rambam. I don't know. Can't prove either one. Okay, fine. Now, that's one way of analyzing it. However, we could think of two other ways of analyzing it. And one way is based on the famous Rivash, which is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rivash says that in Kiyum Shtaros is Midrabanan, as we know. In Kiyum Shtaros, you're allowed to have Eidos Bechsav. You're allowed to have Eidos Bechsav for Kiyum Shtaros. Why are you allowed to have Eidos Bechsav in Kiyum Shtaros? Simple Pshat is just a Kula Midrabanan, like on Hayam and Beis, which I haven't read to you yet, but we hopefully know fairly well. What other kula do we have in Kiyum Shtaros against the Rabbanan? Eid Nasadayin. So likewise, Eidos Bechsav is kosher for Kiyum Shtaros. Okay, someday I'm going to want to be a little fancier and say, no, because Kiyum Shtaros is about a shtar, we apply the rules of Shtaros, and therefore you can... So, meaning, an aide can write to Bezdin, I recognize the signature of Plony, etc., and be Mekayim the shtar, and be Mekayim the Shtar Bechsav. That's Kiyum Shtaros. That's Kiyum Shtaros Bechsav. Okay, I thought I wrote Charlie's 13, but it says that in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Vav. I didn't bring a printout. You'll take my word for it, or look it up yourself. So, based on this Rivash, which is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, that you could do Kiyum Shtaros Bechsav, then it's much simpler. Right? And this is what most Achronim assume. Most Achronim assume the Ktsos and the Shach and the Beis Shmua, you know, this is Alpi, the Mefarshe HaShulchan Aruch, who all know the Shut Rivash, because that Shut Rivash is Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The model of Kiyum Shtaros, what's the svar of the Ramban Ritvan Ra? Now it's very easy. If the whole point is Kiyum Shtaros,
in the Shulchan Aruch, we already passing like Rava, so it's obvious that the point is Shulchan Aruch, even though it is Kim Sharos. At this point of the Gemara, it's not so Pashat.
That's a question on Rava.
What?
The Gemara
in this point, well, it's before it's a deal before they get to ask the question on Rava. But let's say the model is Kim Sharos. Let's say, you know, Halacha Lamaisa in the end is Kim Sharos. So give me, say, you'll give me time to it. So here's very simple. It's the Shitas, it's the Rivash and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that Eidos Kiyom Shtaros Kasher Bechsav. You can do Kiyom Shtaros, it's the Eidos Bechsav. Again, either it's a Kula or because it's about Shtaros anyway, so it becomes part of Shtaros and it's Kasher Bechsav. Possibly, but that's not what we're talking about.
No, but I'm saying the whole...
But that's not a fair taina. Everything doesn't need... Hodos Valdos also doesn't need those. If Bezin happens to hear the guy be moved to the Eidos, or they themselves... No Dini Momenos needs Eidos if Bezin knows. But if Bezin doesn't know, you need Eidos. That's not a fair taina. So the Gemara question is, what's the svara of the Rambam and Tosfos? And Leon will say, well, maybe don't bring Kim Sharos to the Tosfos, because Tosfos in the line of the Gemara, and they were maybe thinking more about Rava, even though technically they weren't discussing either yet. But it doesn't matter, because Tosfos doesn't seem to be Mechalik, and the Rambam is clearly according to Rava. So what's the other side? So why does Tosfos and the Rambam think that you can't do b'fanei nechta b'chsav? After all, Kim Sharos is kasher b'chsav. It's a special pool of Kim Sharos. So here we have a few different answers. The most technical answer is what the Shach seems to understand. The Shach doesn't have an answer in the Shulchan Aruch to get it all to work. But Bidas HaRash, which is, you know, half of who we're talking about, right? Rush, Tosfos, and Rambam. It says the Shach, right? The Shach, Bidas HaRash. He says, maybe, it's not 100% clear. The Rush doesn't 100% say this, but, Savar, the Kiyom Shtaros, the Gam, the Kiyom Shtaros, the Inan, the Pihem, the Lo, the Pitzavar. Maybe it's the Kiyom Shtaros Machlokis. Yeah, the Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva hold the Ramban by Kiyom Shtaros, and Tosos and Ramban hold the Ramban by Kiyom Shtaros. Right? In which case, it's not about Gittin. It's a general Kiyom Shtaros Machlokes. Let's say it's a general Kiyom Shtaros Machlokes. Or, you could say, and this is the Beis Shmuel, and the Shach didn't like it. The Rav here brings up the possibility also doesn't like it. But what does the Beis Shmuel say? He says, even if Kiyom Shtaros is kosher, that doesn't mean that an Elin could be made Kiyom Shtaros. Why not? Like the famous Shita Rebbeinu Tam. Remember, Rebbeinu Tam says all the Mitoch HaKsav is kosher. So one thing we're immune to the possible Elin, it's just a psulgavra of an Elin who can't possibly talk. Maybe an Elin is not just a lack of Mipihem and a Hekatim to be Ksavam. Maybe an Elin is a psulgavra learned from Mipi Ksavam. And even though we hold as a general psul of Mipi Ksavam, maybe we also agree with Rebbeinu Tam. So what does he say? He says no. He says that that an Elin is psul if psulgavra lorak hechitensi. Right? An Elim is a psul gavra. An Elim is not just Eidus Bechsav. An Elim is worse than Eidus Bechsav. Eidus Bechsav, the speaking person, is just Eidus Bechsav. But an Elim is a psul gavra because, like the Shita Rebbeinu Tam, who says that there's a special drushim lo yagid pratli Elim. It's interesting. The Gemara darshan lo yagid pratli Elim. Then they start discussing what are the Tokha Ksav, etc. The lush and the drushim is in lo yagid pratli Elim.
Why should
we wait
for a woman?
The what? That is the... Give me a second. So that's the Rav's Kasha and the Ktosis Kasha and etc. The Well, number one, the Shachin is the Kasha, and she says, I don't think it's true. And then, what would they say?
They would say that, no, there's no special soul gavra of an Eling.
Right, so maybe that's the machlokus. Is the Eling just regular in Piksavim? Or is Eling worse than Piksavim because it's soul gavra? This is not so pasha. A lot of people reject the Beis Shmuel, but Shach rejects the Beis Shmuel because he just doesn't think anyone holds the soul gavra. That's a shita yachid between Tam and no one agrees with. Don't bring that up. And the Ksos, and then the Rav and Ishirim here, reject the... the Rav doesn't know he's rejecting Beis Shmuel. The Rav just rejects the Svara. Right, the Rav, for purposes of efficiency, instead of quoting the Achronim and rejecting them, just thought of the Svaras by himself and decided what to accept, what to reject. The Rav rejects the Svara, and he says, hold on, but in funny Nechta, Absol Gavra's okay. Right? Karov's okay, Isha's okay. Right? Absol Gavra is not a problem like funny Nechta. So why should Absol Gavra of Eling be a problem? L'chore, the Bishmol will have to say, he'll have to make two assumptions. Number one, there's Absol Gavra of Eling, big fish. Number two, the Absol Gavra of Eling is worse than the Absol Gavra of Karov Isha. Right? Why? Well, Psal Gavra of Karov Isha is not a fundamental flaw in their ability to communicate. Psal Gavra of Karov Isha is just the wrong person for this. All right, that we're making on. I have to say, Psal Gavra of Elam is much worse. What's the svara? Someone who can't talk is fundamentally incapable of Eidos. Someone who can talk but happens to write something, okay, is shyach to the general world of communication, could be interrogated if necessary, understands the idea of communication very well, has experienced that communication. Someone who's not capable of speaking at all, tells us like the, you know, the Beis Shmuel would say, that's a worse soul than Karav Isha. That is not just exeris akasav, that we don't want them speaking about this topic, that's a fundamental inability to communicate. Now, again, you'll tell me, but you once met a guy who was an Eling who knew how to write very nicely. Okay, but in general, there's some fundamental inability to communicate there. And therefore, even though he's a bardas, but therefore, he's a worse psulim than Isha Bekarov. But you understand how that's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush. Look, even Baldover is Neman Funinechtam. Isha Atzma Mavias Gita Uvacha Tom Funinechtam Funinechtam. I've seen Eling worse than Baldover, because Baldover is just not Neman about this. And Karov's not naming about this. And Isha's not naming about this type of thing. But that Elaim is a fundamental flaw in his interpersonal skills. He's a bardas, but a fundamental flaw in his interpersonal communication, and therefore he's puzzled. Okay, that's a lot of big chidushin that Shmuel has to say.
Because he's obsoletus.
No, so is the Karov obsoletus. That's why they're not so convinced by the Shmuel.
Oh.
Okay, the third possibility is the Ksos, who's also a little dachuk. Says the Ksos, he's very stuck. He says, Taka Kim Staros. Why is everyone stuck? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can do Kim Staros Bitocha Ksav, and that an Elin can't say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta. Right? Shulchan Aruch gets you into this mess. Right? Meaning, within the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have to say something here because the Shulchan Aruch is machshir eidos lekiyum shtaros mitoch haksav uposel ilein le amiras b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So within the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have to say, well, it's obvious why some people would kasher an Elin, because Kiyum Shtaros is kasher mitoch haksav. And you can't say, and we hold it's not. Say that for the Rush. But you can't say that for the Shulchan Aruch. Remember, like the Shach doesn't have an answer for the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Shmuel has an answer for the Shulchan Aruch. An Elin is worse than mitoch haksav. But that's not so posh. That has to make a lot of assumptions. The Ktzos gives a very dogmatic answer for the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ktzos, he says, you know what it must be? After all, and mitoch haksav is okay for kiyum shtaros, and Elim's not worse than mitoch haksav. Hey, first of all, whoever heard this psul gavra of Elim, and even if there is, why should it be worse than all the other psul gavras that are kosher funny nech to funny nech? So he says that must be mishom chumra de eishes ish
Ech, Negro. That's
a tremendous skittish, meaning to say Mishum Chomer de Ish Zish Chmiru in many places in Shas is not so crazy. We have a lot of places where we're worried about the Chomer of Ish Zish. It's very, very hard to assert Ish Zish. But say Davkin, the stands of funny Nechtam, Mishum Chomer de Ish Zish Chmiru is a big chiddush to all of us. Davkin, Mishum Yigino, Hikilu, Hikilu, Vehikilu in funny Nechtam. So Snow's then you say, no, in some things they were Hikilu Mishum Chomer de Ish Zish. But in other things, they were Chmiru Mishum Chomra de Ishus Ish. But that's still going to be a big chiddush to start saying Chmiru Mishum Chomra de Ishus Ish here. It really seems to go against the spirit of the entire first perek of Maseches Gittin. So that's a big chiddush. The question is, can you say something else if you won't say a big chiddush? Me. Can you say something else if you won't say a big chiddush within the Shulchan Aruch? We're stuck in the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Shulchan Aruch machshir mitocha ksav for kiyum shtaros and only not for nefeni nechafani nechtan? The ktsosim mishum eishnish echmiru is not so convincing. Let's say like Beishmol, it's a psul gavra of Elim. Now we have a chiddush that everyone agrees is a psul gavra of Elim, and that psul gavra is worse than all other psul gavras. Maybe.
Does he have a paradigm which he's getting it from? Where specifically machshir eishnish?
Never by Eidos, but we have for... We have some chomers of Eishes Ish, like, for example, most people assume Mayim Shein Lahem Sof is a chomer of Eishes Ish. Meaning, if we're pretty sure the husband died, but no one saw him die, but we have a rove that he died, so there we're machmer Shom Eishes Ish, not be lying on the rove, even though for smaller halachic matters, we might lie on the rove. But you don't have anything very close to home. When it comes to standards of Eidos, we're always making we should be good at Eishes Ish. We're never machmer. Whenever Machmir Mishum Chomer de Ishus when it comes to Aegis. Okay, the answer might really be the Beis Shmuel is right, and even though everyone thinks he's wrong, tough luck on them. I want to get back to that in a moment.
But the Tos also, it's nothing to do with an Elam, it's just the Chomer de Ishus. He would say that we'd allow Kiyam Mitoch Eksav by all other Sharos, but even not an Elam, just regular Kiyam Mitoch Eksav wouldn't apply to get in. Not by an Elam.
Correct. According to the Tos, even regular Mitoch Eksav wouldn't work by funny Nechtam. Correct. Absolutely. Yes?
Does the Rebosh give a justification for Amos as far as
he must have a svara. That doesn't mean he wrote the svara. He has a long tshuva. The truth is that the stira is also in the Rivash. It's not only in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rivash has two different tshuvas. One where he says, of course an Elam can't say b'funny neftan like Tosfos. And one where he says, of course you could do Aegis b'kim sharis b'tom chaksav. He doesn't connect the things. And in the what you asked, he's not going to make, it's a three-line, throwaway line. He says, and I was done before my Rebbe, the Ran, he was talking about the Ran from the back of the Gemara, that this is kosher. He doesn't really explain why.
Maybe you have the printout.
What?
The short one.
Yeah, the short one. It's not a short tshuva, it's a long tshuva. But it has nothing to do with this. This is just a line in the middle. And does he give it a nimuk? He just says, I don't even name my Rebbe, the Ran. Meaning he gives more authority than a nimuk. The more authority you give, often the less nimuk you have. Or maybe he just didn't bother to tell us the nimuk because he had good authority. Okay, the Rivash also has this stira. So how are you going to answer the stira in the Rivash and Shofan Aruch? Either the Ktos or the Beis Shmuel, or something that, you know, else that maybe we'll say if we get to it in a moment. But before we suggest whether you can say anything more radical, I think it's obvious to all of us, you should all be wondering, saying, hold on, isn't there a third possible model for Kula here? When do we machshir Eidos Mitoch HaKsav? In what realm of life do we every day rely on Eidos Mitoch HaKsav?
Shtar,
okay, but if Shtar maybe sneaks it in Kiyum Shtaros, but that's not going to help us. Anyone ever in their life rely on what someone wrote to know what to do halachically? Any time in the last day or two, or year or two? You never decided your halachic practice based on what someone wrote?
Google, Sashnabur.
What? A psak, but psak is an edus. How about isurin? Is edus isurin kosher mitoch haksav? Let's say someone writes this is kosher. Is that reliable? Right? L'chare, you don't see Surin is kosher, we talk like Sav. There's no way P.M. Lomi Pik Savon by Eidach and Emma be Surin. If that's Eidos or not, correct. If it's like semi-Eidos or something. But at the very least, the Gemara calls it Eidos once or twice. In Isurin, we rely on what people write to know if something's usser or mutter. So if, in Isurin, maybe you could have a different model. Maybe you could say, you know what, the Machlokes Rishonim is here, and of course, I'm not making up this Chakira. Who made up this Chakira? I mean, Hashem made up the Chakira, because it's a true analysis of the Gemara. But the Ritvan Daf Heyamid Beis that we're about to read. Right, but the Ritva's Chakira and Daf Heyamid Beis. What's the Ritva's Chakira? The Ritva is a very good Chakira. All good Chakiras are based on the Gemara. All good Chakiras are based on the Shaka Tari of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? You don't have to turn to Daf Beis or Beis Daf Yom Lomad Aleph because you remember it. The Gemara says, "Why are we Maman and Eid Echad?" And what's the first thing they say? Eid Echad and Isurin. And then they explain why this isn't Isurin. Right? It's really Davashiv Erevin that needs two Eidim. And then they say, "Okay, Hikilu." Now, we have two models for the Hikilu. Hikilu, to go back to the model of Eid Echad and Yisurin, Taka, it's Erva. But we're Mekel to treat it like Yisurin Midrabanan. What gives us the right to make them Midrabanan? Because really, we have a robe and a Chazak to rely on anyway, and etc. Were they Mekel to treat it like Yisurin? And then that would explain why, no problem, Psula Eidus, etc. Or no, it's Darshav Erva. They were Mekel. They were makel to make this one aid into shnayim. Hemnu gevei trei. Were they makel that we turn this into a surim which has a low standard and we met the standard? Or no, we keep it as erva which has a high standard. But midrabanan, this guy meets the standard. Right? Either way, they broke a rule. Right? It's midrabanan. The Gemara says they broke a rule. They have the right to break a rule because midrashah said there's something, either a robe, sefriya, and sam sefriya daine, or eid mafsum sak mishnech, which is mezon. Yes, lacher, this is not my chakira. This is, I mean, the rub makes this chakira on the Gemara there. But the Ritva makes this chakira on daf Heyam and Beis that we're about to see. Yes, lacher, is this eid echadem and bisurin, or is this ke'ilu to aid them in eidus mamish of dabar sheva erfa? Nira, that's a great way to explain the machlokas. He holds like the tzad of the chakira that asauhu chachamim ke eidos isurin, and that's why eid echad is neman. Meaning, eid echad is neman mishum that they made it like Eidus Yisurin. If they made it like Eidus Yisurin, then Mitochak Sav is also fine for Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Eid Echad B'Yisurin is okay Mitochak Sav. And what else is learned from Mipihem? That's not a problem in Yisurin. Mipihem, right? Not Mipihem Torgum, but not Eid Mipi'eid. Is Eid Mipi'eid Neman and Yisurin? Of course Eid Mipi'eid is Neman and Eidus Yisurin. If I tell you that someone else told me something else or Mutter, of course that's Neman. Right? You don't need Mipihem and Eidus Yisurin. It could be Mitochak Sav, it could be Eid Mipi'eid, it could be Karov, it could be Nogeb Adaber, everything's okay in Eidus Yisurin. I mean, up to a certain point. Maybe not someone who's specifically chashed on that Isser. I mean, not when there's a common sense reason to think he's lying. Maybe not a guy. But, you know, once you're within the realm of, you know, loyal Jews, everyone's damn on Yisurin, whether direct or indirect. So I think that's Pasha the Rabban, that's a Pasha way, the model of Eidos Yisurin. And then what could Tosfos and the Rambam say back? Tosfos and the Rambam could say back, no, don't go by the Havmin of Beis and Beis. We abandoned the Havmin to aid them. So how can you keep him if you need to aid him? Sometimes we have a concept of him, Nukamei Trey. Sometimes one aid is Neman Shnayim. They would say, Eid Echad is Neman, Mishum, Sheheminuhu, Kamei Trey, right? But Duber, the Eidus Mamish. We're talking about real Eidus. Right? We're talking about real Eidus just like if we're talking about real Eidus, they remind him like Shnayim. He has to be made in real Eidus, not Mitochak Sav. If we're talking not about real Eidus, but about Eidus Yisurim, then Avadi's okay Mitochak Sav. Which Achron took this analysis and then took it a step further. Which Achron took this analysis and took it a step further? He's not even in brackets. Okay. All right, maybe the two and two got it. Maybe. Did he not say it? Maybe he didn't say it. Maybe I just read it where it wasn't said. Sorry. I'm not used to flipping around the old father. Okay, he doesn't say it quite so explicitly. I think you might need to be influenced by the Ritva to say this. So here, basically I'm going to say a whole Chakira that's repeated with different names on the Hayam and Beis. This is the Ritva Chakira. What did the Ritva say in Hayam and Beis? Let's skip a little. The Gemara says, Machlokas b'fnei shnayim b'fnei shlosha. What's the having of the Gemara to explain the Machlokas? Manner b'fnei shlosha holds like Rava, and Manor of Shnayim holds like Rava. Then they have many technical reasons to deny that. But they never reject the Svara. They never ask, oh, that's not a good Svara. They just say, yeah, but technically Rava holds like Rava, holds like Rava, and technically it doesn't work out for Rabbi Yochanan, Reshub, and Levi, but they never say it's a bad Svara. So, in general, if they say a Svara, they never say it's a bad Svara, so it's a good Svara. Okay, if they go all the Rishonim, all the Rishonim ask it, we'll get to them. Not everyone's going to agree with this analysis. Why for Rava should you need three, and for Rava should you need two? And the Ritva gives, I think he's the only one, a fascinating shot. Why for Rava would you need three and for Rava would you need two, says the Ritva. Why would that be? That is not what the Ritva says. That's what other people say. Or that's not the, I don't think that's the crux of what he says. Says the Ritva, what do you need for Kabbalah Zedus? Anyone know, for Kabbalah Zedus, what do you need? Bezdin of how many?
Three.
Of three. You need three for Kabbalah Zedus. If two people or one person hears someone say something and then tells me, what do we call that? Bezdin, that's puzzle. If three people hear someone say something and tells me, that's my Bezdin, that's kosher, that's a psak of Bezdin. Says the Ritva, for Rava, it's Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros, that's real Eidos. Real Eidos needs three to be Mekabel. But for Rabbah, it's just Lishma. And Lishma is just Isurim. Isurim, you don't need three Eidim and a couple of Eidim to Isurim. Eidim and Eidim is fine. So, in other words, what is the Ritva suggesting? He's saying our Chakira. I got it from him. He's saying, give me a second. He's saying the Chakira in general. Why is one Eidim Nehman? Because it's just Isurim and it's not really Eidim? They mean it not really is just Isurim, or no, it's really just, they just made this one guy into two. And he says, that is totally on Rava and Rava. Rava just real Eidos, because Kiyum Shtaros is a real Indian of Eidos. Right? Kiyum Shtaros is this general Eidos and culture Kula. They couldn't make it not Eidos. But Rava, this Lishma thinks, he says, I know it's the Rishiva Erba, but they put it back in Isurim. Keep in mind, the Gemara, actually, if you look, that's the Ritva. So what happens here in our sugya? In our sugya, the Marsha wants to do a classic Achronish Cheshbon. What does the Marsha want to say? He asks the question, what the Rishonim say? But the Rishonim don't answer with Cheshbons. The Rishonim give more technical answers. He asks a fascinating question. He says, I just have to make sure I can recreate the cheshbon. He says that why does the Gemara need? The Gemara could have just, our Gemara said, Hamevi gevin yachalomar b'funay nechtam funay nechtam yeshlo edim iskayim b'chosmav. Nichol Rava, kiyum chosmav was good enough, but kasha l'rava, why is kiyum chosmav good enough? You don't shema. What do they need to preface it with the whole question of what's the case? Is it a cheresh? No, it must be an elaim, etc. Why do they need to? Why do we need to make it an elaim? In order to have a kasha on Rabbah. And he answers as such. Because I told you I always have trouble recreating the cheshbons. I thought he was asking that question.
Sorry. He's asking Tosis question. Sorry, he's making more complex judgment. I apologize. Okay, so he says, Tosfos,
yeah, the Gemara makes it into a Chirish. Tosfos asks, why don't they make it into an Eling? So he asks on Tosfos, he asks, why would it be better to, what difference would it make if it was an Eling? Like, why is it so important that it can't be an Eling? What would have been ruined in the Gemara if it hadn't been an Eling? He assumes if it had been an Eling, it ruined the Gemara. The Gemara needs to prove it's a Chirish, because if you would say it's an Eling, the Gemara wouldn't work. Why wouldn't the Gemara work if it's an Eling? He'd say very pushy. If it's an Elaim, then Rabba would answer. Then Rabba would answer. If it's an Elaim, then Rabba would have no kasha on Rabba. You know what Rabba would answer back? He would answer back, if it's an Elaim, you know why his kind of was good enough? Because he'll write the funny neft to funny neft, and that'll prove Lishma. Then Marsha asked himself, hold on, if you write funny neft to funny neft, then why do you keep Bechosma? Why isn't that good enough for Kiyum also? Now the Rabba was like, Rabba says, no. If you write funny neft to funny neft, it's good enough for Lishma, but not good enough for Kiyum. That's the Marsha's diuk. The Marsha says, again, why does he make this diuk? It's not even important why he makes this diuk. He makes this diuk because he wants to read Tosa. When Tosa said, make it an Elaim, that means, Tosfos just stam say, make it an Elaim, that's another option. So to make it an Elaim, then it's not a Kashan Rabba. Why is an Elaim not a Kashan Rabba? Because an Elaim can be made Bechsav, and that solves the Lishma problem. If he's made Bechsav, why didn't Kiyum Bechosvav? No, it is Bechsav solves the Lishma. It doesn't solve Kiyum Bechosvav. Meaning, what's the Marsha saying? The Marsha saying that this Chakira, he's saying, what's the Havmina to be Mashra and Elaim? What's the Toot Studden to be Mashra and Elaim? He's not discussing the other Rishonim. Right, Marsha doesn't learn another Rishonim. He learns more Rashi Tosfos. But the Marsha is saying that you can have eight Tzvei Dinim. You can have eight Tzvei Dinim here. What we have here, it says the Marsha. He says no, Lishma is Eidos Isurim and an Elaim, and therefore an Elaim is Kosher. But Kiyum. That's Eidos Mamish. Here we believe one like two, but it's Eidos Mamish, and therefore an Elaim is puzzled. So the Marsha here says this taka depends on Rava and Rabba. Or, since Rava holds like Rava, it depends on the Seidinim and Rava. So the Marsha, he likes this way of analyzing Elaim. Why should Elaim be kosher like Yisurim? Why should Elaim be puzzled? Again, he's not saying anything about Rambams and Rambans and Ritvas and Rans. That's not his job. His job is only Gemara Rashi and Tosfos. But what he's saying is that this Chakira of Yisurim versus Shnei Edim, this depends on Rabba versus Rava. This depends, we're talking about Kiyum, then it's real Eidos. Kiyum is real Eidos. And that need be Pihem. If you're talking about Lishma, that they just downgraded to Yisurim. They said, look, Lishma really seems a little like Yisurim-like anyway. Let's just ignore the fact that right now it's making a difference who's divorced, then call that an Isra Heter issue. And then an Elaim would be kosher. So that's the important contribution of the Maharsha. And the Maharsha is basically saying the same thing that we're about to quote from the Ritva on Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Ritva says, so why would Kiyum Shtaros need to be in front of three, but Lishma only need to be in front of two? It says easy. Kiyum Shtaros needs to be in front of three because it's Eidos, and Eidos needs to be in front of three. Lishma doesn't need to be in front of three. It could be in front of two. Why? Because that's not really. It's only agency certain. Agency certain. One could tell one. Who could tell one? Who could tell one? Who could tell one? Who could tell one? And you never need to be a cobble in front of three.
Wouldn't the Gemara have to say that that's the machlokas Rabba and Rabba on that Kimo?
No.
The Gemara just repeats itself.
No, because the Gemara doesn't. No. No. You're saying from the Gemara and Gimel Malchus said like two parallel things, why would have different lumbuses in the end?
I mean, only the Gemara doesn't have to say that. Whole discussion in Rashi, but nobody else.
Okay, the Gemara doesn't have to say that. The Gemara can say that without. Now, let me just point out, okay, let's go to Daf Hei Amud Beis. See if I can get away with this. Go to Daf, yes.
According to Tosfos Siyato, the Chakira and the Ritva, what about the other psule
Eidos? No, the other psule Eidos, everyone agrees are kosher. That there's no two ways about. You'd say, part of the kula was there were machsher one as two, even if he's a karov or isha, etc.
Mam yuchad be
ilaim. Mam yuchad be ilaim, she's a psul gavra, meaning a psul gavra Meaning we're not in Psul Gavra Dech Yisrael. A Psul Gavra, just like there are Machshir 1 is 2, there are Machshir Apostle as a Kasha. Mamiyuchat Be'ilam is not just a Psul Gavra. It's a lack of Haggadah's Eidos. A lack of Haggadah's Eidos, that they didn't go so far as to be Machshir.
So we come back to the previous Chakira. There's a difference between, this is a Psul Gavra.
No, we're saying not like Yisrael. The Elaim is not a Psul Gavra. The Elaim is a lack of Haggadah. They weren't Machshir a lack of Haggadah. They were only Machshir. So this is the opposite of Yisrael. The opposite of Yisrael is that Elaim is worse than a regular Tovah Ksavah Psul Gavra. What I'm saying here is that Elaim is worse than a Karov because he's a practical problem of not testifying me Pihem, but Mipi Ksavah. Okay, yes, now.
Why don't you just say something simple?
Aha! Okay, great. So, Joel wants to suggest something else. He wants to suggest maybe the problem with the Elaim is not at all connected to the regular rules of Eidos of an Elaim. Not on this side, not on that side. What are we basically saying? We're starting to assume, look, everyone knows that Elaim is possible Eidos, getting that by an Aleph from an Aleph. What's my focus? It's either having to make it like Eidos Isha, or not to make it like Eidos Isha. Or having to make it like Kiyum Shtaros, not having one side, or not make it like Kiyum Shtaros, then you have to figure out why not. Or be making like Eidos Isurim, or not be making like Eidos Isurim. But what Joel is suggesting is that maybe this machlokus is not really about, or at least one side of this machlokus is about the Elaim parallel to Eidos. Maybe the problem with Elaim here has nothing to do with the problem of Elaim and Eidos. What's Joel suggesting, a radical chesh, who knows if I was planning to say in the blank space on the board or not. That he's suggesting what's wrong with an Elaim. What's wrong with an Elaim is that the Rabbanan made a certain rule. What was the rule the Rabbanan made? Mishum Miguna, that if a Shliach comes and says Befanai Nichtav Ubefanai Nechtam, then it's kosher. Says Joel, maybe the problem with an Elaim is just that he's not Matayim Takanas Chachamim. That's the problem. Now, that seems at first a little unfair to us. Just, he's not Makayim Takanas Chacham. Maybe Chacham said to say Befanei Nechtam. And he wrote Befanei Nechtam. Maybe that's the problem. Of course, who goes even further than that? The Ramah, what does the Ramah say? This is the same Ramah. Right after, the Ramah says, an Elaim. Anyone have, like, Charlie's 13? Yes. I think I only put part of the Ramah on 14, right? I should have put the whole Ramah on my... Yeah, that's a shame. Yeah, thank you. Just, if you look at the Ramah, it's interesting how to read the Ramah in order in Ebn Ezer. Says the Ramah in Ebn Ezer, V'lachein Elaim lo yuchol havi get, afish yuchol lichtov fani nechlem, fani nechlem, tzarech lo mar befiv. And Elaim can't bring a get, even though he can write fani nechlem, he has to say it befiv. Why does he have to say it befiv? Doesn't say why. You have all the different theories you want. The Yesh Omer Tzarech L'Omer B'Loshana Kodesh, etc. Okay, pass this back. This is what I... And Yesh Omer, you have to say it in Hebrew. Da'ayinu Fanei Nechtam, B'Fanei Nechtam. Kein Mashma Meharash. The Im Am Ha'oretzu. What if he doesn't know Hebrew? Makin Oso Mila B'Mila. We say B'Fanei. B'Fanei. Say Nechtam, Nechtam. Say B'Fanei, B'Fanei. Say Nechtam, Nechtam. And we'll deal with lots of Hirsch. Of course, we have to tell him what it means in Yiddish. Because, you know, he has to actually mean what he says. And where does he get this from? He gets this from the Rush. The Rush is trying to explain why a Summa can't, why a Summa, the guard later on says, we'll get to it soon, that if you hear the writing, that's called Fanei Nechtam. Why can't a Summa say the Fanei Nechtam if he just hears them writing it Lishma? So he says no, because it's messing his shifra to say Befanai if he can't see. So he asks, why doesn't Zuma just say Shamati? Shu nichtav Lishma, Shamati shenichtav Lishma. Right? Meaning, with the Zuma, he hears the guy saying, let's write a get for Mr. Plony and Mrs. Plony, etc. And he hears them writing it. Then he hears them call over two guys he knows and say, can you sign the get for Mr. Plony and Mrs. Plony? Well, why can't he just say Shamati? Says the Rush, because that's not the Takanas Chachamim. The Takanas Chachamim say Befanai, not Shamati. And if he doesn't say like the Takanas Chachamim, he's not Neman. That's what the Rush says. The Ramah has a quote from the Seder Haget, I think it is, yeah, the Snorim. there's Seder Get, meaning before the time of the Ramah, people wrote, they have nowadays also, you know, just practical guide to how to give a get. And in the practical guide to how to give a get, it said, well, based on this rush we see, you have to say the exact words of Chazal, b'funny nechtam, not to say, certainly not to say yodati, which is a totally different Indian, but not even to say in English, I saw it being written, I saw it being signed, or it was written in front of me and signed in front of me, or in Yiddish, or what, Polish, German, what have you, right? That, now this is a very big chumrah. Why should you only be Naaman if you said the exact words Chazal were talking? What did the Rambam say in the end? Mi'u b'di evidem amr v'loshen la'az merely the kasher. It's a big chiddush to say it has to be not just the exact content, but the exact words in Hebrew. So therefore, b'di evidem thinks you can be making it if it's Hebrew, but l'chachil at least he's choshish for the day of the Siddurim, the Seder Get, one of the Sidri Haget that he had. Puzzle, why are we so crazy, super makbid on this lashon of b'funny nechta, that it can't be in English? And don't say, oh, asli l'chlufe b'kiyum shtaris the alma if it's in English. I'm not so convinced. What, if you say funny nechta in English, then you'll be l'chlufe b'kiyum shtaris the alma? I understand why you can't say yodati. Okay, fine. All right, whatever, just check whatever for the egg there. It's very strange. What's the only answer? The only answer is that Chazal did not give you decide, maybe, like neither tzad that we said. Maybe it's not that Chazal made this into Isur, so Ne'erach is Neman. If this is Isur, Ne'erach is Neman. In Isur, you're allowed to talk English. Right? And it's not that they made this guy Neman to be trait. Maybe it's that Chazal made a tekes. There's a certain tekes of Gerushin. Right now, you're going to still think this is crazy because I haven't brought proper proofs for it yet. But maybe Chazal made a certain tekes. There's a certain tekes of Gerushin. There are two ways through the ritual of Gerushin. One is the regular Gerushin, which you just do all the normal halachas of Gerushin. The other is the Gerushin of maybe get me chutz laretz. Then you have to say b'funny nechtam, and only if you do the exact ritual that Chazal told you, then they believe that then they're mitakin that we believe that it's lishma and we believe that it's makoyim and no one can be ma'arer, etc. Now, why would I think this very crazy idea? That it's really, it's a ritual. It's not an edus, it's a ritual. Because we do find many clues for this already on Haman Bays and all over, for example. Right? So, for example, when do you have to say funny nechtam? What? When you give the get, why can't you say beforehand or afterwards? Maybe the answer is then it's not part of the ritual.
I think we'll give other. We'll take this a little further, a little later.
I'll hint to how we take it further. Maybe you can even say it's really part of the gerushin. This is not a regular gerushin. This is a funny nechtam gerushin. Part of the Gerushin, that makes sense. Why you have to say Pshas Gerushin and not after the Gerushin? That could also make sense. What does Rashi imply in the very beginning of our Masechet? Who remembers what Rashi implies in the beginning of our Masechet? the second Rashi in the Masechet. He's a Shlech LeHalacha, as opposed to Shlech LeKabbalah. Why can't it be Shlech LeKabbalah? So we'll see, that's a big machlokas. Maybe the answer is no, because it has to be part of the Gerushin. Shlech LeHalacha, I'm bringing it to you and now doing the Gerushin when I give it to the girl. Shlech LeKabbalah, the Gerushin happened 6 months ago, and now he's just informing us that it happened. So, okay, we'll get back to these things, but maybe you can say this is what Joel's suggesting, and I would never... Yes, exactly. And I would never have said this on my own. I would never have said this on my own if I hadn't been inspired by my mother. Rambam says, and therefore an Elaine can't say funny nechtam, because you have to say b'fiv, not b'chsav. V'yeshomer, that you can't say it in Laz. You have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. And you have to, and if the guy doesn't know Hebrew, you're makar mila v'mila. That's clearly a ritual. Right? You have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. So it's obvious to me that if you have to say it in Hebrew, then you have to say it b'peh. Why is Ksav better than English? If you just have to communicate it in English, why is English good enough? No, it's a ritual. You have to say these words. Right? I don't know. This is all more complicated, but let's say in the simple sense of the word, right? Can the Kohanim write us a letter of Yerucha Shem Yisburecha?
No, it's a ritual. They have to say certain words. Can I bring my okay? Can I bring my Bikurim and say and write the Rami Ovidavi and bring my go to the Beis Hamikdash and write Biarti Hakodesh Ben Abayis? Can I write Kriyashma? Probably not, right? Because it is a ritual. So maybe here also, maybe you could say Efshar Yesh L'Kadosh, right? Yesh Lomar. The Eino Neman Mitzad Eidos Breda Ella De Tiknu Chazal Tiknu Chazal yeah, Tiknu Chazal the, let's just say yeah, Maaseh Mesuyam, right? Yeshiva should say Mesuyam. Shel Amiras B'fanei Nechta B'fanei Nechta. And just like some people even say that it has to be in Hebrew, and just like the Rush says, it has to be, maybe even if whatever language, it has to be B'fanei and not Shamati, even though it's the same basic idea. Likewise, it has to be B'pen, not B'chsav, because that's what's on here. You would say, no. It's so maybe you could have, and maybe that's pshat on the Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch. Why did the Rivash and the Shulchan Aruch say Kiyum Shtaros is fine, but Davka Vanei Nefilah we're more machmir than Kiyum Shtaros? Why are you more machmir in Kiyum Shtaros in Gidden than in Kiyum Shtaros? What happened to Iguna? The Ketzos says Eishas Ish, very strange. Beis Shmuel says not that we're more machmir in Gidden Chas V'Shalom. It's just that an Elam is worse than a regular guy mitoch Chaksav. Okay, possible, but a lot of disagree. Or maybe you could say, no, why are we more machmir here? We're more machmir here for the same reason we're makel here. How are we makel here? We're makel here by making a special tekes. And that was our whole kula was, you don't need regular edus. Just do this ritual, say this formula, and it'll work. Okay, but you have to say the formula in order to take advantage of our kula. Okay, that is a very mechudish third side. That maybe we'll see if we can find better proof for.
Even according to that side, it still could be that it's Eidus.
Correct. It still could be that it's Eidus, and I'll come back to that.
For that side, what about the Pikach and Eschadish, or any case where the din is going to be is kind of a chosma, where you don't actually say,
The answer is then you're not doing the ritual of get Fanayachta, you're doing a regular get.
So why is the Elim.
What?
So why is the Elim puzzle, but not. But not like a shteach that just didn't.
No,
say
the yom's not possible. You just need miskayim b'chosmav.
That's why you can't write it.
Yeah, you need miskayim b'chosmav. Yeah. Then you're going back to regular getting. You're not using any takana. If you don't want to use any takana, you can use the regular get. Okay, now we're, yes.
I'll just add that when we discussed Shitas Rabbi Lozer, and we said that the purpose of Edom in general is to farse in the davar to make a bigger event of the divorce instead of just doing it alone. So that followed the paradigm of kedushin, right? When you write yourself off, mm-hmm. like when you're making a big change. Mm-hmm. So this could be very similar. Like the same way in kedushin, there was a takana derabanan that created a new system of getting married to a woman, and you take a din derabanan as part of the ritual. So
what's the din derabanan in kedushin? Is it kedushin d'oraisa? Okay, think about that. Okay, hey, on base. Let's move on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Itmar v'nei Kamenos Nula, Rav Yochanan, Rav Chanina, Chadam v'nei Shnayim, Chadam v'nei Shlosha. Tistayim, let's figure out who says who. Tistayim, Rav Yochanan, Rav Shnayim, Rav Bar Chista, Isi Gittel, Kamen, Rav Yochanan, Rav Amalei, Zil Havla, Vapi Trey, V'emelub, Funny Nechta, Funny Nechta, Tistayim. Okay, that's a pretty posh Tistayim. Rav Yochanan, I was told the guy, go give him in front of him. Obviously, he's b'nei Shnayim. And then, by process of elimination, Rav Chanina is b'nei Shlosha. Now, what's the Kudus of Achlokis? Lame of a Hakam Iflugi, the Mandar of Neshnaim Kosol Fishem Bikim Lashma, the Mandar of Neshlosha Kosol Fishem Bikim Lashma, the Kaimo. Maybe that's the Achlokis. They're arguing about Kiyum versus Lashma. And the Gemara denies this again. They don't deny the Svara. They just deny that it'll work out in the Shitas. Why not? For two reasons. The Tisbra, Hamid, Rabbi Shulban, Levi, Rabbi Fishem Bikim Lashma, Rabbi Yochanan Fishem Bikim Lashma, the Kaimo, Bahachi, Hechi, Kamar Yochanan Neshnaim. First problem is the shittas don't work out. Since it was Rabbi Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi at the top of this Amud, and Rabbi Shuvan Levi was the one who said Lishma, then Rabbi Yochanan must be the one who says Kiyum. And he, so how come here he said two? So that can't be the analysis. And also, Ba'odah Rabbi Isli the Rabbah. Rabbah holds from Rabbah, so they both need Kiyum. So therefore, the Ella,
Dekuli Alma, they decide in the end, but in the Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, everyone agrees you need Kiyom, just Rava also has a word about Lashma. And here they argue about something else. You know what? Let's read it through. Vahacha, Bishliach Nasa Eid, Ve'inei Nasa Dayan. Vahacha, sorry. Bishliach Nasa Eid, Ve'inei Nasa Dayan. If we hear their argument, Shliach Nasa Eid, Ve'inei Nasa Dayan. Meaning, they're only arguing Eid, Nasa Dayan. Manav Neishnaim, sorry, Shliach Nasa Eid, Ve'inei Nasa Dayan. Manav Neishnaim says, the Shliach can be an Eid, the Shliach Lohloch is made by your Funny Nechtam. And the Eid can be a Dayan. He's one of the three Dayan. I mean, everyone gives you three Dayanim. Just Rabbi Yochanan thinks the Shliach counts as one of three Dayanim. The Uman of the Gimel Kazar Shliach Nasa Eve Inei Nasa Dayan. He says, no, the Shliach can be an aid, but he can't be a Dayan. And therefore, once he's an aid, he cannot be a Dayan. And that's why you need another three. Of a Kaimel and Drabon de Inasa Dayan. Don't we hold that in Kiyam Shtaris Drabon?
The only reason you need three here is for the Kiyam. Yeah, because of the reason of Lashma, you wouldn't need three. The only reason you need three is because of Kiyam Shtaris. But in Kiyam Shtaris, your Drabon, and they were Mako, then Eid Inasa Dayan.
So everyone should stay just in front of two, and the Shliach will be the third Dayan. So rather, what's the Machlokas? Ela Hachabahaka Miflegi, Demar Sover came to Ishak Shera Lahavi Saget, Zimdin de Maisla Itza Visamchila. Some people say, since Ishak Shera Lahavi, yes, some word. That has the root word get. Sometimes the woman will bring in, you rely on her, but she's possible for Dayanus, then you'll have two Dayanim and you'll mess up. Everyone knows not to count the Isha of the Dayanim, and in that case they'll know you need another guy, you need to make three, and they will not rely on her. Kate said, Tani Kosovo Yochan, maybe get me the Yam Nasu or Funny Echvani Nestam, Yoksville Tom Mams and Ramir, Kome Invol and Mandra, Kate Yashi, Lenov and Yaksu, Nenel of Neshnaim, Vyomar Funny Nestav, Ub Funny Nestam, etc. We're not getting into that, but since it's Neshnaim, Tani Kosovo Yochan, and therefore we pass the night from Yochan. Aga, the interesting side point here is, what's the two Gersos? This is not our main topic. What are the two Gersos that I hinted at? Came into Ishak Shera Lohavi Es Haget. What does Tosus say here? Hachi garz b'inu tam came into Ishak Shera Lahavi Yisaget. Okay, whenever it says Hachi garz b'inu tam and it repeats what's in our Gemara, obviously there was another girsa. What's the other girsa? Gita. Because what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says Ishak Shera Lahavi es Gita. Daf Chaf Gimel is it? Or Chaf Gimel Amid Beis Aisha Atzma Mavia Es Gita. Okay, what is the difference between Ishak Shera Lahavi Es Aget and Ishak Shera Lahavi Es Gita? Are we talking about? Right. Are we talking about all women? A woman, an argument. A woman is kosher to bring the get, but a woman is possible to be a dayan, and therefore, Rav Chanina says, we always need three, because since a woman might bring the get, you need three. Even if a man brings the get, you need three, so you don't get confused. Yochanan says, no, you won't be confused. Everyone will know that if a woman brings a get, you need three more guys. And if a man brings a get, you need two guys, and no one will be confused. Okay. If you have the gears of Ishik Sheri Lahavi Yes Gita, then we're talking about the woman herself. And this reminds us, I just thought this was interesting, because it reminds us of something that we saw only a couple months ago. Right? What do I mean?
You talk about
Sanhedrin, about Wilmshot, and Dayan? I'm talking about Bava Kama. Okay. Right? The end of the first paragraph of Bava Kama. Didn't we learn that a few months ago?
Yeah.
Right? I haven't lost a few years of my memory, have I? Right? A few months ago, we were finishing the first paragraph of Bava Kama. I don't believe we started the second paragraph of Bava Kama even. We finished the first paragraph of Bava Kama, and Tosos there had a machlokes whether a woman is kosher to be a Dayan or not. On the one hand, the Mishnah Nida says, "Kala kasher lahayid kasher ladun," right? That Dayanus depends on Eidus, and since we know a woman's possible Eidus before Shemara in Shavuos Daf Lamed, then a woman has to be possible to Dayanus. On the other hand, Tosfos said many rayas of a woman's kasher Dayanus, Devora, and which he said you could be docha, and the Gemara there, which says Shetosim Lufnehem Hishva Kasav Ishva Isha, and Tosim Lufnehem means the Dayanim. Okay, so in the end, it's Machlok Rishonim. Tosas has different days throughout Shas. Tosas Bava Kama held a woman is kosher ladon. right? A woman can be a dayan, Tosfos says in Bava Kamma there. And then we quoted all the Tosfos throughout Shas, different deos, and most of the Rishonim held the woman was pasul mutter. So, could you bring a raya from our sugya? So it's just interesting that if you have the girsa of es haget, if you have the girsa of es haget, this is a raya, the isha psula ladun. Because what it's saying, a woman can bring a get, and there might be a mistake, they'll count her for the bezdin, and then it'll be a big problem. Because obviously a woman's possible to be a dayan, she can't be one of three on a bezdin. So according to our girsa, which is the girsa of, interestingly, Rabbeinu Tam, which is the girsa of Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Hananel here, and it's also the girsa of Rashi, because Rashi says, Zimdin demaisi la isha. The isha loch, I mean, we don't know what Rashi's girsa, but it sounds like it. Zimdin, could isha mean the woman? I don't know. Okay, maybe, I'm not going to prove anything. But the girsa of Tosos quoting Rabbi Tam and Rabbi Hananel and other Rishonim is clearly es haget. What if you have the girsa of es gita? Because who are we talking about? If it's es haget, we're talking about any woman. If it's es gita, we're talking about the wife who's being divorced. Then the wife who's being divorced is possible dayanis. Of course, she's a baldover. Baldover can't be a dayan. Does it prove that all women are possible dayanis? Not necessarily. Who has that girsa? That's the girsa of the Rid, Tosfos Rid, right on the side here. He says, he doesn't say much, we have that girsa. He says, Isha Mevia Gita. And it's not only the Rid, I remember who I put on the Makor sheet, the Rif has the girsa of Gita, and the Ritva has the girsa of Gita, and the Rashba has the girsa of Gita. So, if you take that other girsa, then it doesn't necessarily prove anything either way. Right? If you say, then there's no proof either way. All it proves is that the wife is possible of Dionysus. Is it the wife and all other women, or just the wife? You could go either way. The Rit says the girsa of Gita and says the wife and all other women are possible. So, if you want to be machshir women for Dionysus, you'll have to have the girsa of Es Gita, and even then you could go either way. But it's just interesting that it ties into that discussion, and now we will leave it. No, you can't, because, I mean, you could if not for the fact that Isha Mevias Gita is a Mishnah. So you could just say, why did they Isha Mevias Gita and not anything else? Because they want to put a Mishnah. And some of them ask, and why not say Karov? And why not say, you know, the answer is they want to put a Mishnah. So that's why it can be Medayik from Es Gita that other women are kosher, because they want to quote the only thing discussed in the Mishnah. And the Ritva explicitly says, I have the Girsa Es Gita, but all women are puzzle. Okay, but at the very least, the Tosfos Bava Kamma would have to have the Girsa Es Gita against the Tosfos here, and then even that doesn't prove anything, but he'd have to have the Girsa Es Gita. Okay, let's get back to our main discussion. Our main discussion is we start with.
Maybe the only kosher in there is in Bava Kamma, the only kosher is the Nimamanus. Because it's if they have the Yishvat kosher, you should have called the
I hear the taina, but I'd still be hard pressed to think of a reason why git. You want to say ginefushes, maybe, but why gitin would be different, I'm not convinced. Okay, tsarfium. In any case, let's go back to the beginning of Gemara. Leim avakam iflegi mandamer shlosha says kiyam, mandamer ifnei shnayim says lishma. Why is there a difference in mandamer ifnei shlosha and Manda Amar Lifnei Shnayim? Why does that depend on Kiyum versus Lashma? And here we have two basic ways of the Rishonim explain why Manda Amar Kiyum Nishlosha and Manda Amar Lashma Nishnayim, which remember, the Marsha extended to Elim, right? Okay, but is that true or is that not true? So, what does Rashi say? Why did Manda Amar Shlosha need why does Kiyum need Shlosha but Lishma doesn't need Shlosha? What does Rashi say? Why does Mandar Kiyum? And in the end, Kiyum need Shlosha, right? Because even Rabba was like Rabba, then everyone needs Shlosha for Kiyum.
Why does Kiyum need Shlosha according to Rashi?
Is it not need Shlosha?
What?
Why is Kiyum
Kiyum need Shlosha and Lashma not? Kiyum
Shtar. It always needs Shlosha.
Because there's a rule that Kiyum Shtar needs Shlosha. Nothing to do with Tochas Eidos. Notice, right? There's a rule that Kiyum Shtar needs Shlosha. Why? Because Kiyum Shtaros, the specific Takana Rabbanim Maisa Bezdin, and the Rabbanim Retaim, that all Kiyum Shtaros need Shlosha. I mean, let's say there was no Eidos. Kiyum Shtaros would also need Shlosha. How could there be no Eidos? The Yanim themselves knew the signatures. Right? Or it wasn't Eidos. They compared it to a pre-existing Shtar that was already notarized. Kiyum Shtaros need Shlosha just for the Chalos Kiyum Shtaros having nothing to do with Eidos. And Lashma, why should Lashma need Shlosha? It's not a special Chalos that deciding whether to get his Lashma is not a special Chalos Maisa Bezdin. It's just a Birur of the facts. Birur of facts doesn't need Shlosha. Kiyum Shtaros is a Chalos that needs Shlosha. As a matter of fact, what do you have to write when you're Mekayim Shtar? What's the first thing you have to write? Right, the Dayanim, they notarize. Any, are you a notary?
No.
Okay, but if you, what do they do nowadays? I don't know what they do nowadays. Let's say I sign a Shtar. And you don't want the guy to be able to claim in 5 years that, you don't want me to claim in 5 years that I didn't sign it, that it was forged. So what do? We go to a notary. The notary looks at me, checks my tudat zehut, and he writes at the bottom. I don't know what he writes at the bottom. But what he writes at the bottom is probably, I, you know, at least in New York, I, Plomi, you know, Plomi Almoni, notary number 6-5, et cetera, hereby certify that, this guy appeared before me and proved his identity, et cetera. Okay, how in Jewish law, how, it's the same thing. I have a shtar, says Aaron owes me $1 million, so I don't want him to be able to say it's for tiny mezuyah someday, so I get kiyum. So what do the Dayanim, what are they? Dayanim check out. They have broader powers in those days. They can either have him admit that he signed it, or people recognize his signatures, or proof that it's his signatures, whatever it may be. And what's the first thing they write on the bottom of it? Vimotav klata kechad havina. We were sitting three together. What do we say? Even if only two of them write it. Let us say that you did kiyum shtaros begimel, and one of the yanim, all of a sudden got called away on a tzal emergency. Right? What do they write? They write, we were sitting as three, and one left, and the two of us are... But you have to say we're sitting as three, right? Memot of Tlata, right? So it's... Why? Because there are Rabbanim are only... I don't know. Why can't 22 Dayanim sentence someone to death? You know? Because that's Exeris Augustus, that you need 23. Why can't two Dayanim... I mean, it's Machlokas, Liman to Amar, you know, judge Exeris Machavolos? That's the takana, or the, without chazering, anyway, so Kiyum Shtaros needs three, said Rashi, and then it's very obvious what the difference is. It's very obvious. So if you ask, says the Gemara makes this connection. The Gemara says, Kiyum needs Bifne Gimel, Lishma needs Bifne Beis. Why does Kiyum need Lifne Gimel more than Lifne Beis? Says Rashi and most Rishonim, Midin Kiyum Shtaros. The Din Kiyum Shtaros, that's why he needs three. Fascinatingly, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva, and why does he not need three? Because it's not Kiyum Shtaros. It's just clarifying facts. Clarifying facts doesn't need three. Anyone can clarify facts. Says the Ritva, however, he says a big yisod, which again, I don't think the Marsha read the Ritva. I think he just, you know, great minds think alike. Says the Ritva here, very importantly, says the Ritva. Lame of Hakam Iflagi, what?
I don't know if he had
it. I'm sure he didn't. I can't be sure. But obviously, in the days before printing, even the days after printing, those people didn't have a Ritva. You know, don't imagine it was like nowadays. But before printing, very few people had a library of Rishonim. Very few people had a library of Rishonim. The Shach had an amazing library. He had almost all the Rishonim. Almost all the Rishonim. Both on Shas and the Chivurei Halacha, but most didn't. Lema Hakam Iflagi. Demand or etc. Chitim Mando Fijay Mikima Shma Mai Sadi Bees Timu. He says he doesn't bring it. He looks at it differently. He says, "What do you forget? Kiyum Shtaros, Kabbalas Eidos. You need Kabbalas Eidos for Gimel. if you're a cattle apis and with less than three, then when you repeat it, it's AVPA. Right? You can come and tell me this woman's divorced, Limahadrim and Mahadrim. If the two of us hear you, and then you could be 100 Adim who come and tell us the woman's divorced with all the chumras in the world. The two of us hear you. 5 years later, she wants to get remarried. The two of us come in and we say, we heard 100 friends of Aaron say that she was divorced with all the ketanas, with all the chumras, etc. They'll throw us right out of court. They'll say, wait, AVPA, you have no right to testify. If we're three people, then we could say, we accepted the eidos of someone, and now it's a bezdin who accepts eidos. Of course the bezdin's allowed to share their records with another bezdin, and that's halachically valid. That's the meaning of kavalas eidos is the opposite of AVPA. Eidos in front of one or in front of two can't be repeated, because that's AVPA. Eidos in front of three is makobol bezdin. Eidos has makobol bezdin. Any two people who heard it be makobol and bezdin can go and testify where they want, right? Any two people in the world can come and say, we were in bezdin ploni, and we heard Aiden testify in bezdin ploni, and the bezdin accepted their eidos, and that's good enough. So that's a mice of bezdin. So that's kabbalas eidos. So says the Ritva, no, the reason you need three is obvious, kabbalas eidos. And if it's kabbalas eidos, everyone needs kabbalas eidos. So he says, Mali kabbalas eidos ben achasimos, Mali kabbalas eidos ben achasuyil shilashma. The Yesh Lomar, here he says, his lamdas dilman rishon lashma, midina shliach mehemed eidech nem visurin. He says, right, this is, I added these words to the Marsha. I got them. He says, Leman da Amar Lashma, if they made it into Isurim. The Ilav time that was Shri Arvo, Kadamar Lael, Umi, we should be good at Kilavava, also Isur Zek is Shar Isurim, Erecha Nevin. Very explicit, right? Meaning, if I wanted to make Hakira and, you know, coming in 2019 and say, oh, I'm going to make two tzadim the Hakira and say each one in an alumnus fashion, I couldn't do a better job than the Ritva. He says, Leman da Amar Lashma, they made it into Isurim. Also, Isser Zekashari Surin, and then of course, Eidech is Naman. They weren't momming him more, they lowered the standards. They came in time, Yishum, Eidech is Naman, who ain't Sar Shlosha, Shalom, not seen, who Eidam Eidel, Isser, Shu Tsar Chlod, Ben Gimel, the Enu Kabos, Eidos. Right? Over dinner, Dafi, Lutre, Lily, Brian, Shom, Kobe, Desh, Nisses, Trichu, Shiomar, Dov, Nebates, Desh, Ishtech, Nizer, Mashakasa, the Yishi, Doctor, do so. We'll come back to that in a moment. Avolman, if they Kiyam, but for Kiyam, Shlech, Eno, Nemisham, Eidech, Shunem, Beisser. Kiyam they didn't make into Isurim. Now Joel said to me, but in the Beis Meisah Gemara Alpha, Shach and Vatarias looked very parallel. They looked parallel, but in the end, they're not. Lamanda or Lashma, they went through the possibility of Isurim, went through the possibility of Dorash of Erva, and ended up being Rabbanim making into Isurim. For Manda or Kiyam, they went through the possibility of Isurim, went through the possibility of Dorash of Erva, and kept it as Dorash of Erva. But Midrash Rabbanu made him into Neman like two. Ela Taim Shem Midina Kim Shtoris Lodi by the Rabbanu Dasrich. Veikilu Hakim Shem Eguna Shu Shliach Neman Kibeis. They were Mako that he's Neman Kibeis. But the Kabbalah say just Lodi Kilu. He still need three to cobble him. Says the Ritva. This is the Hakira. Here we have two different ways of understanding.
The Hakira Rebbe appears in Tosos on Eid Hadam Yisui. Ichra Ben Tavi Karaget Kibeis.
Okay, but I mean when it as applied to Lashma and Kiyam on the Takana Darabanan level. Says the Ritva, Midin Kabbalas Eidos. Midin Kabbalas Eidos. So why does the mind of Lashma not need Kabbalas Eidos? Because he says that Hakanas Chachamim he Lahamin Echad. Now he's like Shnayim, but Shnayim need Kabbalas Eidos. It's real Eidos, says the Ritva. But what about Mandar Lishma? No, that's a bit then. Ain. You don't need Kabbalas Eidos. Why? Sha'asa Uhu Chachamim. Isurin Greda. And Isurin Greda, not only is one good enough, but you don't need Kabbalas Eidos. If you don't have Kabbalas Eidos, how are we going to repeat hearsay? Hearsay is fine, and that's going to be Isurin. You never need Kabbalas Eidos in Isurin. Just repeat the hearsay as many times as you want.
Why do you need two?
Why do you need two? Asked the Ritva. That's a great question, which I'm going to come back to. So, why do you. Basically, I explain why you don't need three. Meaning, really, you don't need three. I haven't explained why you need two, which is fine, but it's an interesting question. Taka, why do you need two? The Ritva asked that. I just read that part very quickly. Right? Taka, here's an interesting question. Bein l'Rashi, bein l'Ritva, why do you need two? Whether
You don't need three because it's not Kim Shtaros, or you don't need three because it's not real Eidos. It's not like mamish Eidos of Shnei Eidim. Either way, Lechor, though, by the time you get this, they'll both agree with each other, right? Meaning Rashi also agrees it's not real Eidos of two Eidim, because then you'd need three. And the Ritva also agrees it's not Kim Shtaros. I mean, that's trivial. Why do you need two? Why isn't one good enough? After all, if it's like Yisurim, then Eidach and Yisurim, even one should be good enough. So that's an amazing question. Why, not why do you need two as opposed to three? Why do you need two and not just one? After all, if it's Eidos Yisurim, meaning Mimadashah, by the time you get to Lashma, you sort of have to admit that it's not real Eidos, that it would need Kabbalah B'fnei Gimel. So Mimad Lashma is for sure not real Eidos of two Eidim. So if it's not real Eidos of two Eidim, then it's Eidos Yisurim. If it's Eidos Yisurim, one from one should be good enough. Right? Yes. So, and like, think about it. We have two stunning the Chakira down here. Either it's two Eidim or it's Eidach of Yisurim. Manuel Shema can't hold two Eidim, and then you need Kabbalah the Yibel. So you must hold Yisurim. Because Yisurim, in Yisurim, one can quote one, who can quote one, who can quote one, and everyone's happy. So says the Ritva, why you need two and not just one?
Just to check it out, right?
Says the Ritva, he says, the answer is obvious. Why do you need two and not just one?
Just to check it out, just to make sure it's done correctly.
What did the Gemara say in Daf Gimel and Aleph? The Gemara said, how are you being nice to her by letting 1A testify? What happens if the Baal comes in as Ba'arer and it's one against one and then she's in trouble? And the Gemara says, no, no, no. If the Baal's Ba'arer, if you don't believe the Baal, we believe this guy. Why do you believe this guy more than the Baal? Because he's made the Dayak. Why is someone's made a diet? The shliach's made a diet, the baal's made a diet. Why is he made a diet? What does the Gemara say? Why is he made a diet? Is everyone always made a diet? The Gemara says why he's made a diet.
Gives in front of two.
Because he gives in front of either two or three, depending on which by number you hold, right? Came and Shalmar, if they come and Osten Lo, and Chadar and Thay Gimel, Chadar and Thay, Shliach made the diet, will also the worry in Nafshay. Meaning it's only made of diet because of the two. So why do you need in front of two, says the Ritva? You don't need in front of two for Eidos of two. Eidos of one would be good enough for Yisurim. In Yisurim, 1A can tell you what 1A said, and that's perfectly fine. The reason you need two is not for Eidos of two. The reason you need two is to make the Shliach made of diet. It's to make the Shliach made of diet. And that's what the Ritva says. I'll read you that line again. This Ritva is worth his weight in gold. Says the Ritva. Please listen. He says, he says, "Ovedinu da filo treinami lili boy." Midin edus, he doesn't need to give in front of two. Give in front of one is good enough. He's certain you can have one BP one. Ella taima. Sorry, ella mishum chomerdeishes ish. Chomerdeishes ish. Not meaning we're machmer and ish ish. Meaning we want to make sure she doesn't get messed up. Hitzricho shomer them they bathe kadei she yishliach nizhar. The two is just to make him be medakdik. And why do we want it to be medakdik? Not because we're worried it's not medakdik, but because if the Baal comes someday and says, I want to be one against one and knock him out and mess up my ex, mess up the person I claim to be, my allegedly ex-wife, right? And claim she's still my wife, and now her kids are mamzerim, etc. Then they'll say, no, the shlich was so medakdik that he's more nemah than you. So says the Ritva, lo mishum edus, right? Or let me put the Ritva a little better. Says the Ritva, no. Midin edus sagi bifnei echad. Because in agency surim, one can tell one, and then the one can tell one, and the one can tell one, until eventually whoever needs to know knows. Rather, Ella, today, shehashliach yedayeh. The two you give it in front of. As a matter of fact, you even wonder if those two have to be kosher leidos according to the Ritva in this. Again, this is a happy in the Gemara because the end Rava holds like Rava, so he needs a bezit anyway. But maybe they have to be kosher leidos if it's just like the sefer yedayeh. Unless you want to say he's only yedayeh in front of you. Who knows? You know, maybe they can even be krov and he'd still be yedayeh. Who knows? We have no way of knowing. Okay.
I know we learned Sanhedrin. One of the last papers at the beginning of the parak was that a basin required only two and only require three when you're having.
Let me finish.
When you're having when there's a markum for discussion, but when you're having a tekus like gerus and things like that, we admitted the possibility of the basin being two.
Okay, but here it's not going to help. The Gemara.
But
I'm pretty sure the Gemara says, I don't remember where, that regardless of what you hold, Kiyum Shtoros means three as part of the Takana Dura
Bach. No, but I'm talking about the Tekus of the Funny Neftab, it's just in the Shema. Not the
Mitzat Kiyum Shtoros. Mitzat Shema. Okay, but Mitzat Shema, no one says, I see what you're saying. Okay, but fair. But I'm not sure that's going to answer. I'm not sure. You have a fair ha'ara. I'm not sure that's going to explain anything that needs explanation, though.
Maybe that's why you need two, if it's a base.
Saying you need two. Okay, that's still a big chiddush. I hear the taina, it's a big chiddush, they took me a bez in this context, but I hear the taina.
It doesn't explain for Rashi, though, right?
Add the Pnei Yoshua and Effie Wagner, that this doesn't explain for Rashi, because let's read Rashi more, says Rashi, meaning Rashi and the Ritva have different pshatim and bifnei gimel. Is it because of Kiyum Shtaros, or because of Kavalas Eidos? Could be that Rashi holds, even Kiyum's not be did Eidos Mamish. What, you need three for Kiyum Shtaros? But they also have machlokas why you need two and not one. They have machlokas about the difference between two and three. They also have machlokas about the difference between two and one. Says the Ritva, you need two, not one, not for Eidos purposes, just psychological purposes to make the Shliach be Medayik. However, says Rashi, let's continue. Lefisha in Bekian, Hilkach betray Sagi. Why do you need two? Let me Sagi domer Shliach Panei Nechtav. Because you need testimony, the Shliach said before Panei Nechtav. The us Baal to Ma'ari Lomashkin, but if the Baal comes and his Ma'ari won't listen to him, says Rashi, that. Ba'inan shnayim lehoid shehashliach amar b'fanai nechtav b'fanai nechtam. That's what Rashi says, right, Effie? And now Effie's asking the Pnei Yoshua's kasha. But I don't think it's only Rashi. I don't think it's only Rashi here, by the way. I think the Meiri says the same thing. If you give me a second to find the Meiri here. Says the Meiri when he's explaining the Shakla Vitaria of our Gemara. He says, Nechlechu, etc., etc. Vayusavar Baal Talmud Lomar, and the Havmi, they thought that it depended on Kiyum versus Lashma. And Kiyum needs three because Kiyum Sharis needs three. There he's like Rashi. Right, a bunch of Rishonim are like Rashi. Okay, let's add the Rashi once we're reading him, and he was on the Makoros. And how about the two? Shema Omer, Aftal Tam Lishma Kabbalas Edus Kabbalas Edus Beshlosha Shashnayim Ein Mecholim Ladin V'Yin Kablu. Okay, you know what? Let's go back. It's good. He's not asking the question on Rashi directly. He never quotes Rashi. Okay, he obviously don't like Rashi, just doesn't say it so explicitly. But he does say, you know, you're right, let me find the line. Ella, he quotes a Gedolei Ahar. No, I know he's saying what I wanted to say, I just haven't found the words that I want to start with. But let's take my word for it that the Meiri agrees with Rashi here, and he says you need two be made, and then we'll see that from his answer. He's answering up Rashi, so he must not like Rashi. Now, what's the Pnei Yoshua's kasha? Pnei Yoshua asks a bomb kasha on Rashi. He says, "Miman of Shach." If you want to say, like the Tzad of the Chakir, there's real Eidos, just hemnu le'echad kishnayim. Real Eidos needs three to be Makabalit. Two people can't say over real Eidos, that's Eidmipie. And if you want to say it's Eidos Yisurin, then one person is enough to repeat Eidos Yisurin. So, Miman of Shach, how does this make sense? Why would you need two if it was Eidos Yisurin? That is the Kasha on Rashi. And here, here's the Kasha. Right? This is the Yeshua's Kasha. Right? Question is that since it's obviously not real Eidos, then one should be good enough. Right? If it was Ke'edos Shnayim,
if we're talking about real Eidos Dover Sheba Erva, then Ba'inan Shlosha. And if we're talking about Eidos Isurim, then Echad is Naman Lehaid Shehashliach. Any sort of one person can repeat what one person said. I can't tell you that someone else said it's kosher and you'll eat it. Avada, I can.
Why can't you give the same answer as the Rifa?
Aha. So, the Pnei Yoshua gives two answers. Both of which are valid, but in my humble opinion, not Pshat and Rashi. Right? One answer he gives is, Rashi is the same as the Ritva. The reason you need two is so that the Shliach will be Medakdek. Right? And then he says, and that's why Rashi talks about the Baal, not listening to the Baal. The problem is, look at Rashi Lusha, help me trace Sagi, Dilevi Slevu Sadi Shavar Shlev Fanech Fanech Nechtam. The two can be witnesses that he said Fanech Fanech Nechtam. It doesn't sound like they're just there to make him even die. It sounds like they're there to testify. His second answer is, the second answer is, to be Eide Mesira. Because after all, Eide Mesira Karti. Okay, meaning it's true that according to Tosos, you absolutely need Eidei Mesira, and even according to the Rif and the Rambam, L'chachila, you need Eidei Mesira. But that's not what Rashi sounds like. It doesn't mean to be Eidei Mesira. It says to testify that it happened later. It really sounds like the Rashi needs two for testimony. Probably because he needs two for testimony, then how is this Eidos Isurim? So this is the problem in Rashi. Now, I thought there's only one way to answer up Rashi. So, someone suggested to me, anyone want to solve this problem in Rashi? If Rashi's on the Isurim side, on the Eidach of Isurim, Rashi's obviously not on the Eidos Dover Sheba Erva side of the Chakira, because then it would become all with three. He's obviously on the Isurim side of the Chakira then, and on the Isurim side of the Chakira, why can't one report what one said?
I thought it was just practical that, like, this is a Shliach who's coming and maybe going, and if one wants to get married later, it's good to have two Eidim to come and say the Shliach said to find out I'm on this get.
It's good to have five Eidim. You never know how many will die.
Two, meaning this would need to be
Eidim. But why isn't one enough? One will say, once it's Yisurim.
There's a kind of chazal akula by the Shliach coming to say to find out. But if Eidim are going to come and testify that the Shliach said to find out, that needs to be with two Eidim.
The Chachamim made the Shema into a question of Yisurim for the first guy who testifies. But it's not a question of Yisurim for the next two guys who testify what he said.
Yeah.
Okay, F sharp, but you understand that's a bit of a fish.
Maybe it's not formal Eidos, but there's an aspect of Birur to it. So that's why
Eidim. But one is enough for Birur in Yisurim. One is enough Birur in Yisurim. Okay, I'll give you two Pshatim and Rashi.
One is what you said, you asked in the beginning of this year, that it's not part of the deck of the Birur.
So let's see what the Meiri says. So one is... Who says you deserve two? Understood? Okay, so what's Pshat of Rashi? So, the answer is, what's the answer? The answer is, it could very well be that Rashi holds, like, neither side of the Chakira of the Ritva Marasha. Maybe hold it's not Midin Yisurin, and it's not Midin regular Eidos of Dover Sheba Erva. And that's exactly what the Meiri says, right? It's not, I mean, you could say, and what does the Meiri say? Let's go to the Meiri. Says the Meiri, and I think here the Meiri is crucial, says the Meiri, it's the third side of the Chakira, right? Now, how do you answer Rashi? The answer is that, based on the Meiri, says the Meiri, the third side of the Chakira. Now, it's clearly the third side of the Chakira. Exactly what he's saying. Examine. Let's read the Meiri. Says the Meiri. The Meiri is bothered by this. He says, I understand the Mandar are three. That's regular rules of Eidos. I don't understand if there's a Mandar are one, that's Isurin. But where do you get a Mandar are two? So says the Meiri. He says, "V'shema tomer v'aftatam l'shma kabbalas edusu v'kabbalas edus shlosha. Even l'shma don't need three to be mekabel edus. Sheshnayim nichom ladon. Two can't be done. You kablu amenas l'hoi at edu p'edu. Meaning, two people can't be a din of kabbalas edus. They can just repeat it, and they repeat it edu p'edu. Tirtu gdolei har. Who are the gdolei har? The what?
Nothing.
The har is probably Mampuya, right? So I don't know if it's Rav Ram in Ahar or someone else from the Har. Okay. Tirtzu Gdoli Ahar. maybe it's a Rina Brahman Har. I mean, we wouldn't know. We don't have his pairs, right? The Har is I'm pretty sure the Har is Montpellier, which is a city in Provence. That's Mount, right? That's the Har. That's where Rina Har was from. So I assume that that's the Gilead Har. Maybe it's from Rina Har. In any case, I think even in the one with footnotes, it doesn't say that we have any other record these Gilead Har. But it doesn't matter. They make sense. She'ein ze Kabbalas Eidos. It's not Kabbalas Eidos. Why is it not Kabbalas Eidos? They are not repeating that someone was made, it was Nichtav L'shma. Shem Yasu Maisa Bezen Kach, and then they would have to do a Maisa Bezen to accept it. El Shme'idim Shu Omer Lem Shemfani Nechtav Nechtam Get Ploni. Interesting. They're not recording or repeating that he was made of L'shma. What are they repeating? That he said B'fani Nechtav B'fani Nechtam. Interestingly. V'lo Shem Rukim B'tar's Eidos. He's not being made. Meaning he's very clear. B'fani Nechtav B'fani Nechtam is not B'tar's Eidos. Not Eidos Yisurim, because then you'd be one to hear the one. And not Eidos Mamish, then you'd be three to hear the one. Rather, what is it? El B'tar Shliach. Shehu Kibbal Dover. It's a Shliach like a Bal Dover. And that's how Chum Ramam in him. V'oslo Maisa Bezdin Al Pihem. And then two people can report this Shliach Bal Dover said what he's supposed to say. And then those two people will someday go to court and they'll do a Maisa Bezdin. They'll say, are you, you're two people, do we believe you? They say, yes, we're not repeating Eid Mipi Eid. We're not repeating a testimony. We're repeating the Maisa. After all, Eid Mipi Maisa is regular Eidus. Like, take for example, two Eidim come and say, we saw Charlie borrow a million shekel from Scott. How do we know? Because Charlie was saying there, standing there and said, please lend me a million shekel and I'll pay you back. Say, oh, you're only Eid Mipi Eid, you're just saying what you heard him say. No, we're Eid Mipi Maisa. We saw the event. Eid Mipi Eid means we heard from someone who is not doing the event, who is just repeating. If you see the event, not only that, let us say two Eidim come and say, this is Maisa B'choyo. Maybe this is no Vos Val Vos. In the beginning of the sentence, two Eidim come and say, we heard Svi admit that he owes Jake 1,000 shekel. That's probably fine. They're not being made in PA, they're being made from the Baldumber. They saw the Maisa. If you see a Maisa, that's fine. Only if you hear from Aid, that's fine. So one thing you're saying, the Shliach's not an Aid. The Shliach's the Baldumber, the Shliach's the Maisa. They're not repeating what the Shliach testified. They're repeating what the Shliach did. And if they're repeating what the Shliach did, then Avada, that's not a problem. Aid me PA. Why do you need two? Oh, because you always need two people to testify about something. It's regular Aidos. And so he's saying, how are the Chachamim mom and the funny nech funny nechtam? They weren't mom and him as one aid b'isurim. They weren't mom and him as two aidim of regular aidus. They were mom and him not through the aidus track, before Shmiri, but through the Shliach Bal Dover track. And now, interesting how he says it. It's not that he was made l'shma. It's that he said funny nechtam. They're not repeating what he was made. They're repeating what he said. Why is what he said relevant? Because midrabanan, what he said is relevant. Now, this Me'iri, I think, is clearly the third side of the Chakira. You could interpret the Me'iri in different ways. What is the nature of this Ne'manus? And here, I think you could take the Me'iri in different ways. He's clearly the third side of the Chakira. What exactly does it mean? What's the exact nature of Amiras HaShliach? One thing for sure, the Amiras HaShliach is not Eidos, not either kind of Eidos. What is the Amiras HaShliach? So here, I think you could take it in different ways. I've seen like different modern books take it in different ways, but it's not important. One way you could take the Me'iri is Midin Baldover. That they made the Shliach into a Baldover. Did someone say that there?
He says it explicitly.
Oh, sorry. No, that's okay. That's you're right. I was not speaking accurately. Okay. One way of understanding the Me'iri is that this is Midin. One way of understanding the Me'iri, this is Midin Hodas Baldin. After all, if Eidim repeat a Hodas Baldin, that's not EVPA, even though Hodas Baldin can be Eidim dummy. It's not Eidus. Hodas Baldin is the guy himself. Who cares if you saw the guy himself borrow or you saw the guy himself admit it? Now, obviously, a Shliach normally can't do a Hodas Baldin. That's clear. Midaraisa Shliach. But Midrabanan, they made the Shliach into a Baldin. And a Baldin who's Modeh, something that is to his detriment and to the other guy's benefit, is Ne'eman, and if two Eidim repeat what he says, that's a perfectly kosher Eidos. Why would they make this guy into a Baldover? After all,
Shlucha Shalevim Gamoso, right? He is the Shliach of the Baldover. There's some Havami to make him the Baldover. Shlucha Shalevim Gamoso, not only that, but, and here, something we've sort of danced around and touched on here and there, if there's such a concept as Balashtar, right? Remember, we said the whole Yesod of Rav Chaim is that the nature of a shtar is that there's a tfisa of a bala shtar. The shtar is made based on what the person who's co-face claims that it implies. I mean, claims and it implies. The fascinating discussion, some of us had this discussion about the Gemara Daf Samach Daled. Who did I discuss the Gemara Daf Samach Daled with? Oh, someone from the other shir. Okay. Moshana. But the, let's say a shliach is holding a get and claims he's a shliach laholacha. How do we know he's a shliach? How do we know he's a shliach laholacha? Maybe he isn't. Maybe he just, you know, maybe the Baal just says, can you hold this for a second while I go to the bathroom? And he all of a sudden went and gave it to the wife.
Does he need an appointment?
No, he needs an appointment.
Of 280, maybe.
Exactly. How do we prove his appointment? Right? That is a famous discussion of the Raivan and the Rambam and a few places we're not getting into now, including Agav Orcha in Hilchas Isha's Perek Gimel. And what does the Raivan say? Leinin shliach haget gitum achichlo. He says, of course every shliach needs to prove they're a shliach. But when it comes to a get, the get proves that he's a shliach. Okay, what does this mean? The Rav understood that just like, let's remember, every get, the woman's holding the get. How do we know the husband gave it to her? Well, if she's holding it, then it may have that she gave it to her. Right? Because now she's the Baal Shtar. Right? If I have a shtar that says you owe me $1 million, how do I know you didn't pay me? If I'm holding it, it's made you didn't pay me, etc. All according to my house we're paying.
So didn't agree with
that. I'm not in the Rambam now. It could be that the Shliach has a status of Baal Shtar. The Shtar is made what the Shliach says. Right? And even though the Rambam doesn't agree with that here, remember the Rambam is Yartzei Shira Zodayik from the Gemara of the Hahiyitza. Anyway, so what I'm saying is there's ample reason to think that this shliach lo halacha, even though he's really just a shliach, there's ample reason to think that this shliach lo halacha is really a baldover. Number one, he's a shliach and a baldover, which doesn't work for a dos bald in general, but gives him some status. And number two, maybe he's a bald over on the shtar. He's a bald shtar. The shtar, he has power over the shtar. He has power to decide whether to divorce or not. He can rip it up and throw the garbage he wants. And maybe he has power to say the shtar proves that I'm a shliach l'olacha, to talk in the name of the shtar, according to Reb Chaim. So maybe he has some status of bald over. So one way of understanding the Me'iri is midin hodas baldin. One way is being dinner to us about din. You know why the shliach is neman, and that's what he means shliach shu baldover. Not me din edus this or me din edus that. Me din hodas baldin, and hodas baldin. That's the advantage. Real edus, three people need to hear. Edus is certain one person needs to hear. Hodas baldin, two people need to hear. And then it explains this side of the Gemara very nicely. And again, it could very well be that if me din hodas baldin according to Kiyum Shtaris, not also just you need three for a technical reason, Kiyum Shtaris, not for the edus reason. That's one way to read this. Me'iri midin hodas baldin. Since when is a shliach a baldin? Whoever heard this ridiculous thing, the shliach can make hodas baldin. No, the Rabbanim are attacking. He can make a shliach a hodas baldin on the basis of what conceptual basis? Number one, shlucha shalim kamoso. And number two, baal ashtar. If there's such a concept as baal ashtar, maybe he's at least baldin on the shtar. However, there's another way to read the Me'iri. The other way to read the Me'iri is to focus on one particular part of his lashon. He says, right now, you could be as it's not that heyed, but that amar, meaning it's not edos, it's hodas baldin. Or you could read it differently. Maybe what the Me'iri means by he's not a shliach, he's a baldavar, means not he's not a shliach, he's doing hodas baldin. No, he's not. Sorry, he said he's not an aid. He's a shliach who's a baldover. No, he's not an aid. He's a shliach who's a baldin, does or does baldin. No, he's not an aid. He's the guy doing it. Doing what? Not doing, he doesn't even say the word l'shma. All he says is funny nechta, funny nechta. Right? He's not saying testimony. He is doing a ritual, a tekis, of amir's funny nechta. Maybe that's what's baldover. The shliach, the baldover, what is baldover? The guy who does the action. The guy who does the action we're testifying about. We're testifying about Plony did
Pliny did the following action. That's called Baldover. The Shliach, the Baldover, the Chacham Ritakin, if the Shliach says X, then that causes Y. And if the Shliach doesn't say X, it doesn't cause Y. That's Baldover. They're talking about what happened, not what he claimed. And I think here it's a little meduyah. Not that it was made, it was Lashma. That he said, Befanai Nechtav. Meaning, the point isn't that they believe in that it's Lashma. The point is that he said, Befanai Nechtav. When he says those words, almost magic words, I understand it's not magic words. It's a formalization of his nemanis. So maybe you could say, and I happen to think this is the right shot of the Meiri, but for reasons that we won't get to today. So you can doubt me till next week if you wish. You can doubt me afterwards if you wish, but you'll have to deal with me. He says, no. Namidin odas baldin. Midin maisa shel baldover. Meaning, it's not Eidos or Hodah, but a Maisa Amira, a ritual of giving the get, and I'll go so far as to claim, well, I haven't given you any evidence yet, that it's not just a ritual of a certain Amira, it's part of the ritual of the Gerushin, which I'm sure the Meiri holds, but I haven't quoted you or even put on the Makoros where he says that yet.
These two are not
Edom, don't you say? No, I'm talking about the Shliach. The two are Edom. The Meiri says the two are Edom, but the two are not Edom about what he was Meyed. Rather, they're Edom about he filled the blank. Either what he was Modeh, or what he did. Or about the Mice he did. He did a Mice of giving a get with Funny Nechtam, Funny Nechtam. And that's good enough. Now I think, just give me a second, because we're... I guess we're... Well, I wanted to make a big board here, but I guess that'll have to wait. Give me a second. Okay, give me a second. No, so in the Havmina, clearly, the question is what happens in the Maskana, right? Meaning, the Havmina was, if the Baal comes from Eretz one against one, he kicks him out. So what's the Maskana? Either the Maskana is they made him into two and that's why he's better than the Baal, or Taket Izi served, but they made a rule that he beats the Baal, or that he's not Aedus at all. And the Havmina was one aid. Then it's not that he's one aid, it's just that it's a rule that he's Neman. Either because of Odas Baldin, or just because he did the right Tekes. Now, the Rashi himself, last time I discussed this Sugya in public, I was convinced that the Pshan and Rashi liked the Meiri, which is what I wanted to be, because I like this set. I was convinced of Pshat, and then I said, now that we know Pshat and Rashi has to be like, let's already take this back, and now we can tie that it's a tekes, and we can prove that that's why they might not be laws, and that's why an Elam's puzzle, and then we've answered up the Shulchan Aruch, and everything works well, and I still think so, but I still think that's a very attractive possibility, and again, I keep promising that on Monday I'll prove it more. But then my good friend Rabbi Yehuda Seif, head of TVA, that one? No one knows him? Okay. No. He told me he had a better Pshat and Rashi. He had a better Pshat and Rashi. And he might be right. I'll tell you his Pshat and Rashi. He said, no Rashis midin eidecha b'yisurin. If he did eidecha b'yisurin, why do you need two to repeat? Why isn't one good enough to repeat? So if you look in Rashi's Lashon, what does Rashi say? Hilka betray sagi delivi sadi damer shleich panay nechtav. The asi bal suma ara lo mashkechina. Why is Rashi throwing in asi bal ma ara lo mashkechina bay? So maybe you can have a different shot in Rashi. One answer is, this is A1 in Rashi like the Meiri. But the Pnei Yoshua has, he had two answers. But we're not putting those on the board because you have the Pnei Yoshua in front of you. Okay, and because I was not attracted to them. Maybe you could say like this. It's really Eidechad B'Yisurin. What's the problem? The problem is Daf Gimel and Aleph. If it's Eidechad B'Yisurin, O Kichad L'Bahad Yichad. The Baal could come and be an Eidechad against. So what's the problem? The problem is Rashi really holds this is Eidos Yisurin. But we know there's a problem in Eidos Yisurin. The problem in Eidos Yisurin is that the Baal could come and 1 minus 1 equals 0, and then we're all in trouble. But, and what was the Gemara's answer? What was the Gemara's answer of Gimel Aleph? No, since the Shliach is Medayek, he's better than the Baal. Now, here's the problem. Let's say if it was bifnei echad, what would happen? A echad heyed, shehashliach heyed, bifnei nechtam, bifnei nechtam. Now what would happen? The Baal will come and say, I'm against the shliach. I claim the shliach's lying. We'll say, no, the shliach's made a dayek. He beats you. He beats the Baal because of Medek Dayek. Now, this is going to depend on your pshat of Medek Dayek. If pshat Medek Dayek means the Baal won't come be Ma'ara, this pshat's not going to work. But if Rashi himself said, Inami or Inoneman, Medek Dayek means the Baal's Ira is not Neman, he apparently was worried the Baal not coming to Dayek. What if the Baal comes and says, I'm not contradicting the shliach. I'm contradicting you. You said the shliach said funny nechtam. I say you're lying. I say there never was a shliach who said funny nechtam. The Baal doesn't come and say, Taka, I believe you the shliach said funny nechtam, but the shliach was lying. The Baal comes and says, who says the shliach said funny nechtam? You say the shliach said funny nechtam? I deny it. What if the Baal contradicts the aid whom the shliach spoke in front of and not the shliach himself? Now, but he could be neutralized by the Baal. And maybe that's why Rashi needs two. He needs two because if the Baal comes, he's one against one. The Shliach has an advantage over him. The other guy's not a Medek Dayek. Who says the other guy has any advantage over him? So in order that the Baal shouldn't contradict the other guy, you need two to beat the Baal. Okay, that's the other pshat of Rashi. You can decide which pshat of Rashi you like. My pshat, or my friend review decides pshat. Okay, according to his pshat and Rashi, Rashi's on the Eidech of Isur inside of the Chakira. And according to the Pnei Yoshua, Rashi's on the Eidech of Isur inside of the Chakira. And why do you need two? For the Rikva's reason, which is, I'm not sure if it's pshat and Rashi, or for Eidim Asira, which I definitely don't think is pshat and Rashi. But I still think the smoothest pshat and Rashi is the Meiri side of the Chakira. And even if it's not pshat and Rashi, it's the Meiri. Can't deny that it's the Meiri that's not Eidus. Third side of the Chakira, not Aegis at all. What exactly is it? You want to call it a Milos Baldin, or you want to call it a Tekes? I'll try to prove on Monday which of those two Pshatim is the actual day of the hearing. Okay, so I'm seeing here, if we had a few more minutes, but instead I'll start next time, I would just, you know, what we did is, we put on the board, we started with the questions. Can an Elim say, can he not say? Do you need if they give up their days, and then explain the lumbus behind each side? What I'll start with on Monday, I'll put the Chakira on the board. Is he Naman to the Shnei Edim? Is he Naman to the Edechad? Is he Naman to the third shot? And then put the Nafkaminas underneath and add a few more Nafkaminas. And then we will continue. What's our next job? Until I send out the Makoros, is we're not going to go further in the Gemara. But I want to be Ma'ayan more in the Brisa of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. In a number of different issues within the Brisa of Rav Meir and the Chachamim, what are some of the things I want to be Ma'ayan in to just have some things to look at? Meanwhile, number one, which all this ties in, some more, some less. What's the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim? What does Rav Meir exactly hold? What does the Chachamim hold? There are at least three pshats as to what's the exact machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And for this, we have to look at Tosfos, the Rashba, the Tosfos Rid, and most importantly, the... Most importantly, something I lost. Most importantly, the Shita Mekubetzes in Bab Metzia, Daf Nun Hei Amud. I have to look in the Ein Mishpat to figure out the Amud. I mean, the Source Shas to figure out the Amud. I apologize. Shita Mekubetzes Bab Metzia Nun Hei Amud. Days, thank you. Quoting the... Quoting the Tosfos Rush there, and wasn't there someone else? And the yes, quoting the Tosfos Rush, and if you get a chance, the Miyuchas L'Ritva there on Nehemiah Beis or Meir, because that's the only other place Meir comes. So Bamitzian and Nehemiah Beis, Tosfos Rush. It's also not in the Shidrash. It's also in the Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush and Miyuchas L'Ritva, meaning the fake Ritva, not the Seder of Cook. What's printed in the sets of Ritva from when we were kids. Which also in Bar Ilan. So the Miyuchas L'Ritva and Tosfos Rashi by Metzia and Haman Beis, the Tosfos and the Rashba and the Ritva and the Tosfos Rid here on Rav Meir and the Chachamim. That's the first very important thing. And the
Second very important thing is the whole question of, I hinted at, how about Shliach Kabbalah, etc. The Ran on, the Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. And the Me'iri on Daf Vav and Aleph, all about Shliach Kabbalah. Okay, that's enough to keep us busy till lunch. Just to repeat, when it comes to Reb Meir and the Chachamim, Tosfos, Rashba, very important, Ritva, and Rid here, and the Tosos Rosh, and Miyuchas L'Ritva, on Bav Metzia, Nun Hei, Oin Beis, and when it comes to Shliach L'Kabbalah, the Rambam and the Ravid, Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, and the Me'iri, on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and then I'll send out more Bekoros later.